Into the intro.
No, you, bro, you got John Elway, mad high, fam.
What?
Wait, okay, explain. You said he came into our teams. Explain why Doug Williams outplayed him. Explain that one.
Is that when you got blown up by the Redskins? Redskins? Bro, the Redskins dropped 55 on the set.
Doug Williams was going crazy, bro.
Doug Williams, hey, he was the first black QB to win a Cook.
Exactly,
bro. Fucking hell, shout out Doug Williams, man. Nah, John Elway is John Elway, yeah.
With that TD.
Clutch, arm talent, like.
Clutch when, bro? 0-3 without TD.
Oh, because he only played 3 games in his career.
0-3 in the games that matters, nigga.
What's the wrong?
That's racism. Give Lamar Shannon a shout, TD, Ed McCaffrey and that.
Nigga, he got Mark Ingram and Mark
Ashley. Mark who? Yeah, be serious, man.
Is that a guy that was at the Ravens?
Listen.
That old man, bro.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, John Elway, Dan Marino, in that order. That's one top five.
Ah, cool.
Marino, best pro in football ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Dan Marino, Rodgers, Mahomes, those three.
Mm.
Nobody was nothing like them.
I only know about 3 of these players.
Mahomes got a different kind of sperm, man.
Yeah, bro, he's not different.
Different kind of who?
Different kind of sperm.
Kind of sperm.
He be nothing in the field differently, bro.
A lot of niggas be nothing. That nigga ejaculating.
Yeah. That nigga crazy. That's ejaculate, that's not sperm,
hey, no,
bro.
The fact that an old man Tom Brady beat him is going to butcher his legacy.
Do you know what it is? Tom Brady beat him twice. He beat him in the 2018 AFC Championship
when he was
game.
The MVP,
innit? Yeah, and won the Super Bowl and then beat him in the Super Bowl. So it's like, without Brady, you commit the yards when he'd have won three rings in a row.
Exactly.
So even if Mahomes eventually gets like 4 or 5 rings and Brady, let's say for example, like, Brady gets to the NFC Championship game and loses and then Mahomes goes to the whatever and wins, yeah. Let's say Mahomes tries for 5 rings. It will always be, okay, but Brady
beat you
twice, innit? Do you know what I mean? So we'll see, innit? If anyone can catch
me. To be honest, Larry Bird busts up Michael Jordan enough times that no one cares about that anymore.
Yeah, really, nobody cares. We try to bring up, but nobody cares.
That's true. But what I will say is this. Not only does Michael Jordan retire with more MVPs and more rings, he was also, like, just a better player. And...
Debatable.
And, like...
Yeah, you have to realize
Michael Jordan was overmatched though. Like Brady and Mahomes teams are. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with that point.
Michael Jordan was getting headbust, bro. He was getting headbust.
He was getting swept up. He gave them about 63 and lost.
That's still a playoff record.
Bro, like, how can he score 63 points and lose? How much more points did they want him to score?
Nah, how you going back to the locker room? You got to slap up everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. I would have said, you man lost, not me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm making my you man lost.
Remember Mark Marshall Lynch sat on the bench after the Super Bowl? He was like this. He just sat there for like,
yo, like Marshall Lynch is probably my, okay, right now, my favourite guy ever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a real
guy. I've seen the video of him in college riding the thing.
Have you seen the video of when he was in Buffalo? And man was going to the, man's like, oh, he spent half of his rookie bonus on ski ball.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what I love more, the decor or the ambiance.
The ambiance.
The decor.
They're letting me put my own drinks, the power.
when I'm on Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls had him doing nonsense.
He's like, bro,
he was
like, we're going to have to fight.
He was like, look, like, I get this as your team, but if you keep making me do this, like, I'm going to see what your hands are saying. That shit's hilarious, bro.
I don't think there's one person from Oakland that isn't funny, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's so hilarious. Funny,
even Dame. Even stuff that you're running from the grind. That shit kills me.
That's so funny.
Nigga, you should.
That's one of the funniest statements in the world. Yeah. He's going to use that to mock him for the rest of his career. If you don't win the running from the grind thing, you don't win, they're going to say you should have sprang from the grind.
Yeah, sprang, bro. What does the grind even give
you,
bro?
And when he eventually does run from the grind,
they're going to be onto him.
That's why he's pissed. He said too much about, like, being loyal. He's going to retire without a ring, and it's a shame.
Well, that's what you said. That's what you're saying. Ring chasing is way better than the grind.
Yeah, bro.
Come on, man.
Niggas want to work hard. Yo, that's crazy.
Ring chasing is kind of lame now, though. Like,
who?
Like the ring chasing that Blake and Marcus are doing.
Yeah.
Like the thing that made us like love basketball was like two great players going up against each other on great teams and seeing who's the better man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Now when like teams are overmatched, it's kind of like
they're clicking up too crazy.
No, but if you had a foot in the grave and you had a chance to take a ring, nigga, I'm doing it. What are you talking about?
No, I hear that.
Yeah, it's different. But
what I'm saying is, that how much does like winning a ring on an overmatched team do for your legacy? Really?
I don't know if it's even a legy thing for some people. Like, for example, like Karl Malone in his last season when
he
said Shaq called him in it and said, come win the ring, innit? I don't think that was a legacy thing. I think that was like a personal thing where it was like, because Stockton retired, innit? So I think it was a thing where it was like, I might as well see if I can win a ring, innit?
But maybe he could have won a ring, even though there was rubbish that season.
No, but to be fair,
Malone got injured in the finals. Like, he was old, fam.
Sick man, bro. He was still
playing good defense that season. Like.
No, he was.
But imagine, you're wearing and tearing your whole body, coming to the end of the season just to watch other niggas celebrate. And you're doing it repeatedly for like 6-7 years. You're thinking, I need to be on the stage.
You see if Russ like wins like a ring, like he's like the sixth man off the bench and he's averaging like 9 points. I'm putting him in the
top 10. That's a W, bro.
I'm putting him in top 10 all the time. I don't care if you are the MVP level player.
Yeah,
I'm flexing that ring, you crazy, bro.
Yeah, nah, I hear that.
Apes on Tapes, episode 11, right?
Episode 11. As you can already tell, we got Mr. Rasta in here again.
Bacon Dread.
Snuck up on us.
Michael Greens. He's in the area.
Real bingy, man, you know what
I'm saying? He's in the area. I don't know what he's in the area for, but he's in the area. So he wants to bring him on.
I just see you eating pork on Ludo's Snap.
Yeah,
man. What about that? Rasta, man, I eat pork.
You
want to
be mad, but that was turkey bacon.
Prove it, nigga. Prove it.
What do you want me to do, share out?
What are we getting started with? Alex, what are we getting started with?
Hey, what? We ain't doing no intros.
Nah, we done with it.
We've
been talking the last God knows how long.
We're big time now. Mm. You niggas big time, huh?
They know who we are.
Alright, fuck.
Alex, what are we getting started
with? At least this guy stopped calling himself the franchise player.
Yeah, nah, that needs
that shit got shut down.
From the beginning.
Franchise was going in the bin. We were tanking every season. Can't
be
towns.
Man's a franchise player like Chris Bosh was a franchise player. 42 games a season.
I've done. Oh man, what we start with? Because there's been a lot been going on
in the world.
What do you want to start with?
What you trying to get into?
Hey, niggas don't know what I'm trying to get into.
First and foremost, I want to talk about that Derek. Was it Derek Jackson? Jackson, yeah. Listen, that waste man, bro.
Who's that?
Why you calling him a waste man? Just because
he's just funny, bro. He's so jokes.
He was on video with his missus.
He's so jokes.
What did he do? What did he do? I thought he was a football player, bro.
You might didn't hear what Alex just said, but he's triggered, fam. I was like, why are you calling him a waste man? Just because he cheated.
No.
Alex took that personally.
Chill on me, man.
No, I think it's because... I don't even know what exactly he does, but I think
he's a relationship guru.
Yeah, that's what he calls
it. He's a relationship guru.
Yeah.
So he's cheeky.
It's so funny, bro.
So he's like, he was like, see when niggas be cheating, he'd be bashing them, like saying, like, oh, we need to do more for our lady, da da da. And then everyone's like looking like, now look at you, kind of thing. But
so what did his wife do? Because like, she was like there with him, looking all crazy.
So
So when niggas cheat,
they go to him.
They go to him, and he says that. What, you got to do better than that?
He's like condemning them and shit.
I think.
What do I always say about chickens?
They come home
to roost.
Chickens have come home to roost.
I think there's one video.
You like Jeremy Kyle. You know Jeremy Kyle?
He's so bash true.
People. man gave his mortgage away in betting, bro. Men are hypocrites, man.
No. Like, the thing is, with him, I think it was because there's one video of him dissecting someone else's video saying, what he's doing wrong and why he's coming out with a video.
Yeah.
And then he came out of a video and they merged it. Like, he's talking to himself. And that was kind of funny because, hey, man, like, how are you spitting all that?
Yeah.
And you know you're doing a message. Yeah. Like, come on now. Like, if I was cheating, I wouldn't be bashing men that
cheat. I'd
be laying low in the shadows, acting like,
oh, that's gas.
I'm cigarettes.
I might give out a sly little comment. Ah, that nigga's wild. Just to save myself. Hey,
he's wilding. That's crazy.
But even so, I think
that's bro though.
That's bro. That's gang though, man.
But the thing is, I think he said. His life went to shit when he devoted his life to Christ.
Oh, piss off.
You might be spitting.
Shut up, man.
I believe it.
You might be spitting, bro.
You're dumb.
Most religious guys ain't having fun.
Nah, bro. Sometimes you can't. Like, you can't do anything from yourself to stop cheating, man. Like, if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat, innit? Mm. Niggas are probably out there praying to God that they don't get caught cheating.
You sounding like, you know, the ins and outs. That's crazy.
You ain't never said a little prayer for your girl?
I was in the clubhouse room.
Yeah.
Why do black men cheat?
Bro.
Taking notes on
it. What are people saying? What are the reasons why people cheat? What are they saying?
I have my own theory, but...
What's your own theory?
Go on, spit.
My theory on why people cheat is because I don't think humans was ever supposed to be in monogamous relationships in the first place.
This nigga's spitting.
A lot of people say that, you know.
That's a new thing. I don't feel like...
It's a Babylon thing.
I don't feel like it's a Babylon thing. I feel like...
Because I can't lie. Me,
Babylon be cheating the most, bro.
No, but listen. Mm. Back in the day, yeah, when obviously... I think my ancestors, yeah, they used to have like 7 wives and that.
No, but them man are hedonists, though. Like, I mean...
They was having the orgies and
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah, but them
they
man
might
like,
be spitting, bro.
Wait, let me finish you know what's so before funny you about say that.
People look at Greeks like... Greeks? This isn't the ancient Greeks. The ancient Greeks is something like...
Not Nico
and them, man. But like... And this isn't to say that if you're gay, you can't be like masculine, innit? But like people who, for example, are like homophobic, right, will look at the Greeks and be like, oh, look how much they are, blah, 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 and Greek mythology. But them niggas was fucking.
They were fucking, bro.
Them niggas was fucking each other.
Bro. Ancient Greeks were hedonistic, where like it wasn't just one side, or doing everything to get
smashing each other,
most,
bro.
The most fun, you know, or the most like.
King Leonidas in
like
300.
Anything, yeah.
Bro, like the 300. All them were smashing each other, bro. Fam.
Zeus was married to like the most powerful woman.
And he used to cheat all the time.
And he was given a nothing but bun. I'm gonna go down to Earth and find a new. She looked good. I need that.
Just bet. Then we got jumping around.
I'm gonna bun down the whole Earth. Like, even ain't giving a shit, but so, them are horny, bro.
Let's push your thoughts on that we're not meant to be monogamous.
I don't know, I don't think we're supposed to be. It doesn't mean you can't be, but
can
I don't think we're supposed to be.
Can
me?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm the most loyal guy in this room, including Alpha.
Oh, what are you doing?
Throwing him around the bus.
Whoa!
Whoa! Go
back
to Rico.
I'm the most loyal guy in this room. Nah, but listen, nah, I don't think he was supposed to be monogamous. Me personally, because I don't feel like it's not human nature to meet, like, you know, like, I don't know if you watch like Boy Meets World, which I loved it growing up, but like, you're not supposed to like meet your childhood sweetheart when you're 9 years old and then marry her at 21 and then be with her for your whole life, like, do you know what I mean?
Seems lit to me.
Maybe.
That
I mean, they don't know what... And Corey cheated, so, do you know what I mean? Like, even them, like...
We're humans and we have urges, you know what I mean? Like...
Like, it's different. If you got, like, that's what I always say. I've always said this, innit? This is me personally. Me personally, yeah. If I was in a relationship, innit, yeah? Like, call me crazy, but I would rather my woman, like, do the emotional thing than do the physical thing. Me personally.
Like, emotion cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, like texting another guy,
Yeah.
Problems,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because
if I find that you...
You
come back to me and told me,
you suck dick. I'm jumping in the River Thames.
Yeah.
It is what it is, bro.
But no, that's the thing, yeah. The whole emotional or physical thing, like, realistically, I don't give a fuck about the emotional stuff. Like, me personally, oh, you text another guy. Like, cool. The physical, that's the punch in the chest. That's a...
Like, imagine your girl tells you, yeah, she, like, went out to a club or something, and she's on the dance floor, and she just sees my man.
Okay.
And she thinks, oh, yeah.
And just whacked him.
Oh! Oh, my God, brother, fuck, I feel sick. Hell, I feel sick. Nah.
You imagine the Airbnb?
Nah.
No, think about that, though. Your man came out on a night out.
He bought
his new Balenciaga.
Yep.
He might have an Amiri G.
Bro.
He sprayed his perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And he seen your woman. Yeah. And he went up to your woman and said, I'm drawing her tonight. And he did it. He took her home,
bro.
He didn't have to take her to dinner.
Yeah.
He didn't have to meet her parents.
And he treated her nice, bro.
Bro,
I'm big bro. What's
that? You do that. You must want me dead.
Listen, for the woman you treasure, all it took for Rania to get that was to pour Ciroc in her mouth. And
that's
that was
it.
You're done.
Head took back.
He was done.
I can't recover from that. Nigga, like me, I can't recover from that.
I can recover from you like texting another man and doing the emotional thing. Cool, whatever. You made me feel like, whatever, cool.
Yeah, I mean,
you're telling me you went to the dance and saw him. I've put in all this elbow grease. I had to move to you and wine and dine you and retete and meet your annoying brethren.
Man beat you over the second name.
And meet your annoying brethren. And my man's just seen you. He probably even gave you a fake name.
Yeah. Marvin.
Bro.
That was my fake name back in the day, Marvin.
Omar.
And now what? Nah, man, that's crazy. That's a mad thing.
That's crazy.
Do you guys believe in that thing that every woman has that guy that she will always go back to no matter what, or she will always have access to?
Yeah, maybe that.
I don't know. I don't know.
When I was younger, they used to tell me like it was the guy that she lost her virginity to. But if you speak to any woman like our age now,
they'll
be like, ugh.
Nah.
They always say he's some waste man.
The whole virginity thing, like, I feel like that's an urban myth because people back then only had like body counts of like 3.
Yeah. Like, so it meant more.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So like, you know what I mean?
No. I think that's the thing, like, It depends when you lose your virginity, obviously, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, some niggas was losing it young or whatever.
What do you mean by that?
How young?
I never lost it young.
How young? He sneaked this to someone here.
What if it's you?
How young was you?
I'm not saying about my lawyer present, thank you.
Anyway, as I was saying, I think...
You were a victim.
No, she was older than me, though.
Be easy.
You're dumb.
Be easy.
No, but if you lost your virginity, with protection, you didn't lose your virginity.
Huh?
Points are made. If you lost your virginity with protection, you didn't lose virginity. Points are made.
That's an interesting point, though.
Points are made.
You're trying to catch all the STDs while you're young.
Wait, you didn't roar the first time?
Nah, I was mad.
Chlamydia, man.
nah, I was fresh out of sex ed. Even though I didn't believe I just thought it was the formal way to go get it.
That's the formal way to go.
You know what I mean?
Let Alice finish his point.
I remember when I was young, I used to hear about girls doing it in the binky so they wouldn't lose their virginity.
Hold on, stop there. What did you say?
You heard me.
What did you say?
Girls used to take it in the bum, innit, so they wouldn't lose their virginity.
In the who?
I heard.
Did he call it
that?
The binky?
The who?
Well, like Muslim women.
Yeah. Wait. Do you know what that is? It's like, level 1's too hard. Level 1's too hard. Let me see what level 39's like. What do you mean? That's a bit hard.
Most people started on semi-pro.
Yeah.
They started on legendary.
Yeah, it's a bit, yo. No, but for example, back to my point, have you ever been that guy that, if you know the girl she's messed with someone, you can go back there and scat it because you know the connection.
Even if I did know that, I wouldn't do it. Because I'm just not a guy like that.
For real.
Like, for me, yeah. Like, have you ever had... Most of us have had a girl that, like, we enjoy spending company with, but we never had any intention of, like, being in a relationship with them. So when they find a guy that does want to be in a relationship with them, it hurts your chest. But you're still going to go let her be happy, no?
This nigga's talking about pain.
No, that's a pain that's unexplainable because you have no right to be as hurt as
you are. You should have locked that down, innit?
It's pain.
She would come to you say, bro, only go with him because you were playing games.
Fair enough, man.
I'm going to keep playing these games.
My name ain't Ludo for a reason.
that's the thing, though. Like, now you're that guy with a thing and you was the backup. But... same time, you'll never know this.
Exactly, man. You can be exactly.
That's why. Like, say if you're with a girl, you need to not even know. Like, do you even really like me like that?
Exactly. Like, do you?
Should I be out here with other things too?
I'd rather not know. I'm being perfect.
That's the thing. That's what why.
What's the matter with Winus, bro?
Karma always comes round. Back to everything that you've done, yeah, it comes round, it spins round still.
Because we talk about whole stories of your girl, would you do that?
No. What do I look like? What do you mean?
I do it.
You want me to ruin my girl purpose?
I do it. Because
if I manage that at MMF, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Drop it in this. Two dicks are both coming.
You see me put my head in ice water apparently.
Hey, listen. I don't know if the relationship going to recover from something like that.
I don't know if I will, bro.
MMF is a bit mad, you know.
She might find me 2 a.m. yeah, in a room, in the sitting room, black, completely off. Bro, just drinking in my bathroom.
Chino and Alex just doing your thing. Do your girl.
Is he in the I Don't Wanna Know Mario Winans video? Yeah.
Where you crying in the bathtub?
He was in the bathtub in his whole fit. He had on Timberlands. He was in the bathtub.
I never want to be in that kind of pain.
See that kind of pain? I don't want to know what happened there for him to experience that kind of pain.
He fought his girl to the MMF. Oh, bad thing.
Obviously, do what you want and be consensual, but you know,
women are fucking wild, though. Like, they'll say that as like the first thing they say.
I've done whole stories with women. I know women that I was like in love with or in a relationship with. It's women I was dealing with.
Yeah.
And every time I told a story, I felt like she was trying to one up me.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's what you're on. Well, hold this thing.
There was one time, I don't really like with body counts. I don't really get in the conversation with it, but. It just led to the conversation where I wasn't gonna shut my ears off, and then she asked for mine, and I was like, I don't really know mine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
If you said,
I don't really know mine, but I can give you a range.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I said it. Yeah. And this bitch smirked.
She's like, you're a rookie. Oh, you're a casual.
And I was like, don't. Like, in my head, I was like, don't do it. Oh, I was like, so what's yours?
I said, don't do it. I was giving it to my pet dog.
I heard that. Like, I was like,
seven.
60.
Oh! How old was this woman?
We was young. So,
huh?
Yeah, so...
How young are you talking? 19?
So I was, I think, 22 and she was 21.
Realistically,
so you've been in the game for 3 years, legally.
It's 16, legally. So
5 years. 18 in my world. So three years. You're racking up, what, 20?
20 a year.
20 points a game?
That's low key prolific.
How many weeks are in a year? Is it 52?
Go and do the math.
20 a year.
It's doable.
She's an all-star, bro. That's all-star numbers. Low-key.
She's averaging 21 a game.
I never know ball.
That's Chris Middleton number.
You're old reliable. She's there.
That's a bonus.
Give me 20 buckets.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's
consistent production. Yeah. That's night after night.
That's a squad player. You're going to get a ring. Eventually.
Not for me, but you're going to get a ring.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When did you... I can't believe we're talking about fucking body cuts. But anyway, let me ask you this question and we're moving off the subject because I hate this subject, yeah? But when would you say you must stop caring about that?
When I lost track.
21.
Not about yours. Oh. About like another girl's. Because I stopped caring. I don't care no more. Yeah, I don't even ask anymore.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
When I was 21.
But 20, like, when I was young, you know about being a BB, but you're 14. What's the most you've done with a boy? Come on, dog.
You might stop laughing. That was a mad jump shot.
I'm only laughing because you're speed.
Niggas were going like, what's your favourite colour?
Yeah.
What's the most you've done with a guy?
Yeah. That was a mid-range jump.
Do you want to do more?
Without me?
Yeah.
With the right girl.
That's a part of it.
Without me. That's a little.
Hey, man, I'm going for a shower. Without me?
Yeah. I remember when girls would be like, I'm going holiday next week. Without me?
I'm going to be completely candid with you, man. I stopped doing the without me thing when I dropped on Twitter and seen women clowning.
Yeah.
That was a mad jump shot as well. The whole shower without me thing. Are you mad? Like, yeah.
There was one time I bought Adidas Fluxes for a festival. Just
those trainers are horrible, bro.
But
it's also got blood on his hands.
I needed the trainers just for like...
Oh, just a runaway, yeah.
Anything that could get dirty and can slap in the washing machine.
Yeah.
And then I came on Twitter like a month later. Niggas were flogging that same trainer. I was like, get in the bed.
That happened with me as well, I can't lie.
They were comfy though, man. They were comfy.
Remember that 2017 when man was rocking them hefty feelers?
Yeah.
I had two of those. And I remember I had a black one that I used to wear to like concerts and festivals at night. It was leather, like, you could just wipe it off, man. I was getting on Twitter and man was cooking women for wearing
I
put those shits on Depop so quick.
Man, these gotta go.
Yeah, they had to go, man.
I know, but back to the Derek Jackson thing,
Do you know how mad it is to sit in front of the camera?
That's what I'm
with your scorned woman and talk about
your intrepidations, bro.
And then on top of that, he then done a reaction to his video.
Yeah.
He's sick!
But the thing is,
he looked like he was having a mental breakdown.
Yeah. The thing is, I reckon he didn't even give time for his, to try and win her back. He just said, yep, we've got to do a video about this now. Imagine
she's not going anywhere though, bro. You know Christian women, they fight for it, bro.
That's the thing I'm saying.
You're gonna win them back, bro.
That nigga's mad to Christian women.
I'm telling you, that nigga said a sick prayer. He's probably at home, knees on that, dear Lord.
Why do you think that guy said Christian women are best to cheat on because you can say the devil used me, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's at the crib saying, dear Lord, if you can't stop me from cheating, please don't let her find out.
At least stop her from leaving me.
If I'm not strong enough to stay loyal,
make her strong enough to stay with me.
I saw that thing you quote tweeted where the woman was like, yo, if you're gonna I know you're gonna cheat on me, just make sure I don't come back to me.
She might
be spitting.
Those women,
he knows women think like that though.
Yeah, a lot of women think like that.
He knows where home is.
But think about it, literally, she's saying like, don't bring an STD back, don't bring a baby back, and I can't find out.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's fucking hilarious.
She said cover all the bases and we'll be good.
Because obviously, I know a lot of ball players and that, they have that relationship, that arrangement with their girl. Don't bring STD back, don't bring a baby back. Obviously, a lot of men fell with that one.
Yeah.
Don't bring a baby back and don't.
How'd you even have that conversation? How'd you have that?
But if you're a top, top guy, you're going to know how women throw themselves at you.
Phil Foden.
Mm-hmm. Bro. He gets caught cheating every week, bro.
Back in the day, didn't Frank Lampard cheat on his wife? And he asked his wife, are you going to stay? And she's like, I have a good life. Where am I going?
Yeah. I don't have a job.
Would you stay if your woman was putting you on Yeah.
But say my girl's like Meg Thee Stallion, she was still beating or something.
Yeah, no, like, say she was putting you onto a different lifestyle, mm-hmm. she's retired you.
Like, why be on court date? Yeah. Like, she's Naomi Osaka.
But she's still beating other niggas.
And then she slipped up.
No, that's
but, yeah. But you in the penthouse.
I'm in the penthouse, though.
Wait, are we married?
Yeah.
Have we got a prenup?
There's no prenup, bro.
Do we have kids?
Nah, no prenup still.
There's kids. There's
yo,
kids.
I'm divorcing and taking half back.
No prenup.
We might have to work through this one.
Nah, I might be cheating as well for a while.
I'll be honest with you. You can maybe it's different if I'm in a situation, yeah? But I ain't got the stomach, bro, to do this cheating thing. Like, you see me, I just can't. Like, if a woman cheats on me,
yeah,
that's it. I can't do that, bro.
Can I ask you my question, then? Why do you think, of all the things that happens in the relationship, why do you think cheating is so painful?
Because it's like you have that... For me, if it was me, I've never been cheated on. Look, do you know what I always say this year? I said, how did you have a conversation with the other day? I've forgotten it. But I go, my ex from back in the day, not my most recent one, because all things considered, she was actually a good girlfriend, but anyway. But one before that, yeah, it was a horrible relationship, especially towards the end. If you put my hand in the Bible, I'd say she probably cheated on me. I never found out, innit? Mm. I never found out, innit?
Yeah. But you'd rather not know, though.
Yeah. I'd rather not know, but if you were to put me on a polygraph, innit, and said, do you believe she cheated? Probably.
That's
especially with the way the relationship was going and what the theme shit we were arguing about. Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But it's for me to find out. You know when you hear stories about men coming home and finding their wife in bed with another man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. My head blanked.
Hey, I can't lie. There's where I'm from, there's a guy here. And that happened to him and he actually went mad. You know, in NZ, there's always a mad guy that everyone knows. Like a mad, you know what I mean?
He just patrols the strip.
Yeah, everyone knows him. Yeah. That guy, I found out, he was a normal guy.
Yeah.
He was there with his wife, and he came home and found his wife in bed with another guy, and he lost his mind. That's how he went mad. Yeah. I don't know how accurate...
That triggered him.
Yeah.
But do you know what that is, though? Because it's
a shock as well.
It's a violation of the love or whatever way I find it. But then also a trust, innit?
Yeah.
That trust is a big thing, bro. Yeah, you feel if this is the person that you thought was the love of your life at the time... Yeah. And they done this to you, you can't trust anybody.
It's the ultimate betrayal. I think that's why it ends most of it, because it's the ultimate betrayal. What bigger betrayal is within the confines of a relationship? What bigger betrayal is there other than cheating?
There isn't much.
No, there couldn't.
Unless you had bread for me, then if that.
You see, with relationships, yeah.
What if you was a criminal and your wife sold you out to the police?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
There's got to be some bigger betrayal. Why is sex so important?
Yeah. No, it's not even just that. Because do you know what it is? It's like you've given your time, your body, everything else here that I had to actually work for in the first place. And I thought I locked down. You thought everything was fine, and then to find out that everything wasn't fine, that's the line that made everything like.
I'd rather you just break up. I'd rather you just sit me down and say, "Yo, I'm not feeling it," and break up, man.
Yeah,
fuck all of that.
Because you see me, I'm not built like that. I can't really cheat like that. I can't be bothered.
So many people are trapped in relationships; they don't know how to get out.
Yeah, they don't know how to get out. Also, man, you know, man, start acting up.
Niggas want.
So she leaves you first.
Niggas want.
There's been so many times I've never. Thankfully, I've never broken up with a girl because my behaviour just dips.
Yeah, and then,
she's like, "All right, this ain't cutting." I'm thank God,
you get a drift finally.
There was one stupid woman that wouldn't let me go.
Yeah,
you're fucking dumb.
She'd catch me messaging a new woman every week, and then there was one time,
I believe in us.
There was one time.
What do you mean?
She's just she confronted me. She's like, "What's going on?" And she started crying. Yeah, crying. A girl crying in front of me is the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah, because you're like, "What am I meant to do?"
I'm laughing my head off.
Wait, what?
I am laughing my
head off. Are you laughing?
You're actually a psycho.
You're a psycho.
I just go silent. What am I meant to do?
No, like crying in my chest, and then obviously not in front of her, but I'm thinking that this ain't real. I think I have a problem, for one.
Do you think, huh?
I've laughed, I've sniggled at after funeral bits. I can't, it's just awkwardness. I don't mean it.
Yeah, but it's a coping mechanism.
I don't have bad intentions, they're going through it. It's I'm awkward. And because I think I'm such a jokey person, I feel should I tell a joke to lighten the mood?
Yeah.
But then I think I'll just be laughing her, I don't know what's going on. It's such a thing where I see it and I'm like, it's such a bad thing, but it's me.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Low-key, you might be going to hell, low-key.
Low-key. I can't lie, yeah.
He knows.
You think... Wait, you don't feel like you're going to heaven or hell?
I feel like if heaven
and hell
if
was heaven real, hell's real, yeah, 95% are going hell, bro.
I'm not making it to heaven.
You know what I'm saying, man? No, come on, man.
And I've made my peace with that, so that's fine.
No, I think I'll get in.
On what grounds?
I think at the gates I'll be able to explain. I think at the gate I'll be able to explain.
Here's a better question here. If people get into hell based on how they treat women, I'm going to heaven. But it's other stuff that I've done in my life that's sending me to hell.
it's how you, it's not how you treat women. You just be treated women that are attractive, nice, like as in not cheating.
I treat everyone nice.
Yeah.
I don't.
Except for people I don't like.
No, I'm not a nice person. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, me. I'm not a nice person.
I wouldn't say I'm a nice person. Yeah, I treat people nice.
I've always said it, like, I am what you get. I'm not sneaky, but I've always said, like, sometimes I'm a horrible person. And that's just because...
To women?
No, to everyone. Yeah. Don't try to paint that picture. Don't try. Especially in today's time. but I'm just like... There'll be a certain day where I'm quite selfish sometimes. But that's like in a life thing. Like where I'm going to do what makes me happy. Mm. Like
even if it's at a detriment of you.
You said that, not me.
Yeah.
But it's like more of like... Yeah, I'm quite selfish. That sometimes people say, everyone's selfish is a good thing, but I'll be looking out for me majority of the times. But
obviously, I do feel like everyone's a little bit selfish, though.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is.
You gotta be.
In their own way.
I can't lie. I'm gonna complete it. Until I have kids, right? The only thing I'm gonna prioritize in my life is my happiness.
You know what I mean?
So if I have to hurt someone else in the process, I'm not gonna do it on purpose. But if that's what I have to do.
Hey, I'm stamping on niggas.
For my happiness.
Wait, what?
Stamping.
Every time I have kids,
they will be my main priority. So my priority to make sure they're happy. Mm-hmm. But until that day.
But time is ticking for you, bro, because you're the Burn family mad fertile, bro.
We better just me and my sister left, man. But for now, I got 150 nieces and nephews, so I can make.
Yeah, you could do that.
Atlas is there thinking, what have I done in my lifetime?
Are you making it to heaven or hell?
Mm. I haven't got monkeys.
Mm. I feel like if God plays my highlight tape. He's gonna be like, you a messed up nigga, but you've
made people smile. I don't know. Like,
there's a good guy in there somewhere.
Yeah. How tough are the parameters, isn't it?
Imagine if you had the pearly gates here, then when you get there, there's like a 30 for 30 of your life. And that's what decides whether or not you get into heaven or hell.
I reckon I'll make it. I feel like I've done enough good things.
Like, I don't want to be that guy who's I'm a good guy, because I feel like most brothers usually say I'm a good guy.
I don't trust anyone that says that yet, because in my personal opinion, it shouldn't be up to you to decide if you're a good person.
If
no one else around you thinks you're a good person, how could you be a good person?
By the way, I'm finished, by the way. God's going to show me 4K footage of me stealing out my mum's purse.
The first 15 minutes of your tape, you might be finito.
Like, you, if you're gonna watch my tape, it's gonna take you about 3 minutes to like sell in.
I can imagine you was like 15, 16, you want to go to the cinema, you had a little baby, you want to take your son, you had to get her a little popcorn.
I think I was 19, 20. There was a legit time here where I was so broke. Like,
no way. Why didn't you just ask?
Because I needed a trim to go meet someone, and then like to tell her I need the money for a trim, it wasn't going to work out. So I just nabbed it. It wasn't even like a 10, like it was like a £5. I had the £5 there.
You just need to make up the house.
Yeah, so, but yeah, not every real nigga's stolen from their mums once.
Not for everyone, but not my mum.
Wait, what?
Well, not everyone, but you know. Year seven, you were stealing from phones and helping them look for it.
Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
Back then, there was a contract. They couldn't block phones. Yeah, and stuff
bro,
like
come
that,
on, man.
Telling you,
stealing phones was
in PE. Especially, I didn't know you then. I was friends with you then, bro. Oh, in PE, bro. Hey, yeah, man.
Stealing phones was lucrative back then.
I can't lie,
leaving your phone like in your bag in like PE or like putting your bag down in like, a field when you're.
I'm looking at that. I'm in that.
Ayrton. Bro, that nigga like Ludo in the vicinity. That shit getting taken.
I knew my environment. I was putting my phone in my sock, doubling up in another sock, putting it inside of my shoe. Yeah.
I know you got smelly feet, so no one's going near your shoes.
In a completely different area than my bag. Niggas, you had to work hard to find that.
My phone got stolen once, I remember.
If you take my phone, you deserve it.
I had a brand new phone, a brand new Sony Ericsson. It was like a Walkman Sony Ericsson, the one that came with the speakers as well.
Nigga, give me that.
I had that. So I was playing football outside my yard, innit? And this is when me and my mum just moved to like a white area, innit? playing football with a couple of guys outside. I had it in my hoodie pocket. So I got hot, took off my hoodie, put my hoodie down on the floor. I don't know if it slipped out of my pocket. I don't even know how they seen it was in there. When I came back to my hoodie, my phone was gone.
They
didn't even take your hoodie.
No, the hoodie was still there. That's why I didn't get suspicious. I kept looking over. My hoodie was still there.
Jeez.
Ever since then, I was like, listen.
I'm telling you, like, the...
I didn't think I could ever get got. I was the getter. I didn't think I could get got.
They get you, though.
They got me.
They got you.
I got got before I was getting. So it just made me a villain.
That's the origin story.
So imagine I'm walking down like Enfield High Road with my boy. We're in year six going into year seven. So it's like you're feeling like it's new you, about to go into year seven.
You're better than the big boys.
Yeah, then all I remember, I think I spat on the floor and then some guy was riding his bike and he sort of like dodged it. I was like, my bad, sorry. And then he was like, cool, cool, cool. And then he went up and he came, must have just spun the block.
No, that's a violation.
He's like, nah. But he was a big man. Yeah. He was about like 20 plus. Well, he looked 20 plus to me. And then he was like, don't make a scene. I was like,
what for Batman, bro?
You know when a man says, don't make a scene?
I
froze up. And then I was like, yo. And then like, what's going on?
You can't even run, the nigga's got a bike.
Yeah, then he got off his bike and he just started patting me down. He's like, what you got for me? Then I was like, nothing. And he's like, you lying. Then this nigga dug into my pockets, fling out the change, He's like, what's this, man? And then I'm like, yo, where
you going? He's
11 years old. Bro. And then he must have tapped like my jacket pocket and felt something hard. And he just took it out and he just looked at me. And he just gave me that like, don't ever lie to me, like, kind of look. And then he just spun off on his bike.
What kind of phone was it?
It was a Sony Ericsson, the flip one. The flip one. Okay. Maybe like the W300i. I still remember that phone. But yeah, then after that, I started going to house parties around, like, took about 3 years after. I was stealing from everyone.
House parties as well, Skycards, that was...
There was girls crying in on my shoulders while their phones ringing in my back pocket. I was grinding, man.
You're so sick. I remember one time
we were at Power League, innit? And it was there was a thing called, I don't know if you man had it in your area, Kicks, innit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So ours was Barnet Kicks, yeah.
Ours was Stamp.
So the West Ham Kicks?
Yeah.
So we had Barnet Kicks, innit? We were doing something, this was years ago. We were doing something at Power League. And then, so there was this like girl who like worked for like Barnet. So she'd be like, be the coaches and the people who ran it. And then her phone's gone missing now, innit? So like everyone's come to the middle pitch to like get their stuff and leave, innit? Yeah. Her phone's missing. She's trying, some white woman, innit? She's trying to lock it off, yeah. She's like, she closed the gate. I was like, no one's leaving till I get my phone.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Everyone looked around and was like, get out of the way. So she's moved out of the way now, and everyone's just left and she's just standing there like, that shit was so funny. You know when you, like someone's in like the party or whatever,
yeah,
and they lose their phone. Hey, no one's leaving.
They stop the music.
Shut up, man.
Nothing got Tom Pop over stuff like that, you know, because literally. Like, if I find out anyone got my phone, I punch up everyone here.
Like,
someone's gonna
punch
be like,
who?
What? Punch up who? Punch up me.
Oh, I don't know if you love, but I don't know if you love been to like raves and that like, union or something, yeah, and then the guy, yeah, some or like a house party or something. A girl's phone goes missing, and then she goes to the DJ, and the DJ goes, so and so's phone's been missing. I'm like, bro, no one's gonna give this phone back. Yeah. Like nobody's
gone. If it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
Trying to play the game, Ak.
So what? You said it now, yeah. And all of a sudden, someone's like, oh, I've got.
Yeah, like
no.
Comes to mother to reason.
Like,
I think that was one time I slipped up, and then I think my boy stole a phone, but he was from like a different school, and he was like, try to shot it.
Mm.
And I put up on my BB status.
Ah, yeah, phone, yeah.
And she was like, oh, my girl lost her phone like last week.
Yeah.
And then I was like, rare, really? And then like she could see the pictures and like she's talking about the scratches. I like deleted that real quick.
Let me tell you, BBM is when jacking phones started getting a bit too hot. Because like I know...
Because you jack someone's BB, they're like, it will change that, huh?
You still had that pin.
That's what I think. When I see, because I had people, I had bare people thinking like, why is this person changing?
Yeah,
oh, like, got robbed.
Someone told me like, I lost a phone. Like, I know a guy that stole a phone and gave it to his girl. So like, a couple other man is adding the pin now. I'm seeing the girl, they're like, yo, this was, what's her name? Yeah. So, like,
Her boyfriend's a killer. Whoops. But that's the thing. I think the first time, I think I'm really telling you that, the first time I stole a phone, they tried to pin it on me with no evidence because I was like the only black guy there.
And I was something like, yeah. Somebody used that to your advantage.
Yeah. I was like, you lot just try and blame me.
It's because I'm black.
Yeah, yeah, like, whole time it was in my pocket, man. I felt like a bastard.
Got balls.
And then my boy snitched on me, to his girl, yeah, saying, "Oh yeah, he did it."
Oh, pillow talking. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Pillow talking. Too many niggas bagged,
yeah,
man.
Niggas pillow talking, getting me in trouble, and because it was her friends, and then she tried to message me saying, "Oh yeah, I know you did it.
I need to run that back."
No. She was cool with it. She was like, just hold it. Like, she ain't gonna make a scene because it's like worse for everyone. Because, you know, like, we'll just mess up our friendship as well.
Smart girl.
No, some girls are loyal like that, man.
He's still showing a toe there, though.
What do you mean?
Like, he's still showing a said anything.
But niggas pillow talk.
Yeah, pillow talk.
And it's not like it hasn't happened before.
Here's the thing, though, yeah. Like, you know there's going to be a few niggas in your circle that pillow talks, yeah? And there's a few men in your circle, yeah, that just know too much gossip.
Yeah.
Mm. And when you got to identify the guy in your circle that's always got the tea.
Yeah.
The guy that's always got the tea, you got to stroke your chin and be like, maybe I shouldn't have divulged too much information for this man because he loved chat.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't get to the wrong person.
You know what's worse? Like, you know, like in circles, yeah, like it or not, like, within circles, you have your own circles.
Yeah.
So you have that guy you talk to about certain subjects.
Yeah. But there's certain stuff you won't. Yeah.
But then you know when like you're around certain people and you're around him and you're just talking. And XYZ is like next to you, just indulging the conversation.
Yeah, you're just taking information.
And the next day you're thinking, bruh, I shouldn't let him in on that.
Yeah.
But you can't really say, message him now, yo, what you heard.
Yeah.
Keep on low, because you look like the shaky. Yeah. But, nah, that's
and that's why things get out, because then he'll go to the girl pillow talking.
You know,
Alex got two kids. Yeah, he's like, chill, relax. The girl's tweeting, you man's favorite tweet has got two kids.
He ain't looking after. £7 a week, I'm ducking it.
What's your thoughts on that, though?
That was a crazy segue.
What, duck and
charitable? I heard you're late on your payments.
Huh?
Yeah, you late.
If I had a... Wait. In all seriousness, if I had kids, yeah, they'll be patterned.
Yeah. No, what I heard... Didn't you see that... it wasn't a news report, like it was confirmed.
But they're going to make you go to jail if you duck.
No, apparently they can block your passport if you don't.
You know you got a passport. He's good anyway, bro.
Are you dumb? Of course I have one.
You don't, bro.
Of course I fucking have one.
No, but imagine that, yeah. You out here enjoying Murky Fest.
Yeah.
Missed a couple payments because you need to buy the bottles.
And
you're not allowed back in the country.
But what's more important here? Your kids having things or Bel Air champagne?
Bel Air champagne.
No. You're spitting right now. You're talking the real right now. What's more important?
What am I getting out of you eating?
Nigga, I need these for the hoes. What are you talking about?
My hoes should go first to you.
Do you know what I mean?
Just because you need pampers. Because
you need Cerelac.
Nigga, get a job. What are you talking about?
Nah, but
I'm probably just down chick's throat, bro.
Nah, but for real though, I couldn't imagine living a life, yeah, with a kid. No, that's my kid, and he ain't eating right.
Oh, we're not eating.
Nah, he's not eating.
Everybody ate.
I could imagine, regardless, yeah. Maybe if it was with a white woman.
Man said Jaden ain't eating for shit.
Poor Jaden, man. Man's down bad. Yeah. That's why he's in isolation. That's school every day. He's hungry.
That's his misbehaving.
He's bad, humbling.
You're dumb.
Give him pure trouble in geography every day, man.
You're
bad,
Reese, dumb.
Little Reese, little crack.
Yeah. Humbling. Nigga having ADHD, he was for dinner. but I couldn't imagine that, like, regardless.
Of course, yeah.
I'm not even saying even, but like, you know what I mean? Like, that's your son. Like, yeah, if you're ducking £7 or whatever, but then the only time to have sympathy is like the ballers, where the baby mums is asking for like 20k a week.
Yeah, asking for wages.
Footballers be going through it.
Like, if you're asking for like 20k a week, nigga, I'll look after him.
You what? Like, you look after him.
But they'll never let you because that baby is their cash cow.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to get a... No. But they'll be asking for the 20k a week and they'll be spending it on slippers and bags and stuff like that. Like, so
how much
of this 20k is going towards the baby? Like,
that's the thing.
Like 2k.
But
if that...
Here's my thing though. Say if you're wealthy, right?
Yeah.
You know, with your baby moms. When your child is with the baby moms, do you believe that they should have that same quality of life.
Yeah, yeah, because she,
you're very wealthy. Like,
yeah, so, I believe so, because yeah, you're wealthy. They switch to be able to live at that standard.
Now, here's my thing, though, right? This is the thing.
Okay, maybe not the same standard, but it can't be like living... Like, I'm rich, but you're living in the ghetto. Like,
yeah, yeah. Come on, bro. No. This is my thing, yeah. Like, but there's enough man that will, like, buy the baby mama house, be paying the bills.
Yeah.
So they don't have to worry about nothing like that. But my thing is, a lot of man... The reason why a lot of man don't want to pay it is because they do want their baby to have a quality of life. They just don't want the baby mom to have that quality of life.
Yeah.
That's the real crux of the issue, like...
Would you not pay it, yeah, say she's got another kid... Yeah.
For someone else.
Yeah, from someone else.
Worse. That's not my business.
Yeah, so you're paying for her lifestyle, yeah. Look, and that ain't your life's lifestyle.
Son. That's not my son.
but
then again, that's my son's sibling.
Yeah, so you want your son to be living life.
You know what I'm saying?
And your sibling to be suffering.
And the sibling like, bro, I'm a real business nigga, you know.
You got to charge us to the game. It's occupational hazard.
It is what it is. And unfortunately, your BM's going to be bringing broke niggas to the crib now as well. It's a shame.
It's true.
Now I'm paying, what, 50 grand a week, and there's some waste man in the crib.
It's a shame. They'll be with the waste man. They'll be taking pictures of the waste man with your youth. Like,
it's a shame.
He's more of a dad than you.
Are you mad? You won't let me see my son.
It's a shame.
Oh my days! I'll be flipping the tables over.
But the thing is,
but that's true. That's a good question, though. Would you take? Okay, say you're wealthy. Yeah, would you take care of your son's sibling that's not biologically yours as well?
That's how you're looking at it. Like,
because obviously, I respect your dad, but he still like saw your siblings that not relate to him as his in a way, innit? He still treat them nice and that.
Nah.
Like,
my nigga Ben, rest in peace. Rest in fucking peace.
Nah, he didn't fuck with him. He didn't fuck with him.
Like,
take them places. I thought you did do that.
No. But you have to appreciate my siblings on my mom's side were way older than me.
Okay.
So he didn't need to.
Okay, yeah. How about Zemel?
But obviously, my dad had 5 kids with 4 different women.
Yeah.
And he just like made sure all of those kids grew up together. Like, irregardless of whatever the women had going on between them.
Yeah.
He made sure they all grew up together. But obviously, the kids that lived with him, I personally believe, had a better quality of life than the kids that didn't.
Yeah.
Like myself. You know what I mean? Because they was the ones that was around him every day. You know what I mean? But like, I don't resent him for that or anything like that.
That's only natural thing. If someone's around you, you're going to grow to love them a bit more than to the one that you see here and there. You're still going to have that same core love, but you don't know like necessarily like, what the other son, daughter interests are. Like, you can't really connect like that. So that's why when people have like 2 or 3 different baby mums, they see a certain kid and they definitely have their favourites.
Yeah,
like,
of course, yeah.
Even parents that have all their kids together
have
their
favourites. There's enough guys that will have baby moms here and they'll be letting like the woman, the main woman in their life, control how they have a relationship with their other kids, where my dad never did that. Like, they couldn't tell him shit.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, all my kids are grown. Like, I was in Jamaica, my sister was in Jamaica, he said, I'm bringing my kids to England so all my kids can grow up around each other. I don't care what you lot got going on, you know what I mean? I was able to have that relationship with my siblings from young, you know what I mean? And even if my mom weren't talking to my brother's mom, that didn't matter to me. As long as me and my brother were talking.
But you lot feel like you lot are your parents' favourite?
I am.
If it's not me, it's my older sister.
Nah, my sister Zenobia was my dad's favourite. I don't think that was a secret either. That was his princess. Yeah. She's definitely the favourite.
But with me, I feel like my dad always looked at me like I'm the wild one.
Like, Glenn don't fuck with you, bro.
Nah, but he liked me as a sense as like I was entertainment to the house, but sometimes I was too much entertainment. Yeah. Like, this nigga's too much. And then I think always that like, because there's he has 3 sons, 1 daughter. The daughter's always going to be the princess.
Mm-hmm.
My sister could get away with anything. But with me, I got away with stuff because they were just tired.
Yeah, you know, you're tired of
kids. And then I come along with the most bullshit ever. Like, I was that kid that was lying for no reason. Just straight, I couldn't stop lying as a kid. I was just a nightmare, man. I was just lying. I remember one time I wrote my brother's name on the wall. I wrote Craig on the wall. And I even underlined it. I ran downstairs. I was like, Mom, look at this. My mom snitched. And then my brother's looking at me and was like, nah, he did it. I was like, Mom, I don't know what he's talking about. You know when someone gets like stressed out, like, Mom, I don't know what he's talking about. Bro, gave him licks for time.
Do you hear voices, bro? Like, I feel like
he's been tapped his whole life.
I feel like every kid's got in trouble for writing on the wall, though. Never wrote the wall.
Hey, listen.
No, but he wrote his brother's name.
My story.
For no reason.
My story is funny, all right?
Go on.
So like, when I was in year two, how old are you in year two? Like six?
Six, seven.
So when I was in year two, my older cousin, like the weekend before, had taught me how to spell fuck in it.
Yeah.
F-C-U-K. Taught me to spell fuck. I was like, yeah, that's cold. So that weekend, my mum had bought me like a new pack of like, you know them pen packs?
Yeah.
We get like the gel pens, everything like that. She bought me that pack in it. So I brought it into school and I was showing off the pack of pens to everyone in school. So I go, so like in my primary school, there was like a little bit where everyone used to hang up their bags. So when I tell the story, it's so dumb, but you have to appreciate how young I was, isn't it? So man go out there now, a used bag, I write fuck, because I just learned how to spell it. I was flexing. I wrote fuck, then I signed my name on it. I wrote Kareem.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote that.
You snitch.
I snitched on myself. But anyway, I wrote that. So
he's thinking of breadcrumbs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so man's come out and seen it on his bag, he's brought it to the teacher now, innit? The teacher's called me over. I already signed my own confession on the back anyway. Yeah. The teacher's called me over and she twanged me. So she's like, oh, like, did you get some new pens today? And I'm already flexing the pens. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, like, you look at my new pens. She shows me the bag now. Did you write that?
It's a shame.
You probably had like a gold sparkly pen there.
I'm just like, bro, I just got to plead guilty. Get some time off. So my dad goes,
where's my lawyer?
Yeah. I just got to plead guilty, get 10 years off.
Yeah. You know the guy eating KFC? Yeah.
look at the interrogation.
Yeah, so Luna was there.
Bro, so my dad's
come. You got some gravy?
my dad's come to pick me up from school that day now. And my teacher said, yeah, Kareem wrote. Yeah. Profanities on another student's bag, and he's like written his name on it. So he didn't care about the profanities, but when he found out I wrote my name on it, his head was gone. So listen, if there's one thing my dad hates more than his kids like being criminals, yeah,
it's
his kids being dumb. Yeah. So he bust my ass. It's not even what I did.
Yeah.
It's the fact how I got caught.
Yeah.
He was so vexed, he bust my ass. Like, and I deserved it.
Damn you, idiot boy.
Not that Banksy, bro.
No, but you see the thing.
Banksy,
you
know.
Yeah. I always felt like my dad placed, like, I don't know if that's been parallel, but I feel like it's true. My dad placed more expectations on me than he did on my siblings because I was always seen as, like, the smart one.
He's got the glasses.
You know what I mean? Because I was always cheeky. I was always good in words. I always knew just, like, random trivia. And you're all about football. Like, my dad would be at the pub with his friends and he would ring me and be like, what year did Steven Gerrard do this or that? And I'd be like, yeah, it was this year. And like, you know, he was always, I was the one that he used to brag to his friends, innit?
He was like, this boy taking me out the hood. Yeah.
So when I got to college and I decided I wasn't going to go uni now, he was next. And I listened, like, my brother was playing football.
Yeah.
My dad thought my brother was going to make it pro football. He didn't make it pro football. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But me, decided not to go uni.
Yeah,
he was on me. I felt like he was always on me. Like, why are you not putting any, like, I remember when I decided to go uni, my dad was like, oh, listen, anyone in this house ain't in education by September, they gotta get out. So I was taking man seriously. Yeah. Like, you know, let me go use it. September came, no one else in the house is in education, they were still there living nice.
That was just for you, B.
I'm in hoodwink.
Nigga sent a broadcast message just for you.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, it's been like 2 hours. No one's adding that. I don't know.
My prospects are stingy.
Yeah, I've only got like 2 man on BB anyway.
I ain't got a hose like that.
He bamboozled me, I can't lie, but.
Big boss.
Now, I was going to ask, innit? What do you mind think of the whole Lil Nas X thing?
Oh, man. You know what, yeah?
It's a superpower.
But you know what's crazy? You know, they're not even Nike. Nike is suing him.
Yeah, apparently he's getting sued for it. But the whole thing
how you putting blood in the trainers, like?
Why are you doing that?
I don't know where he even got the blood from. Is it his own blood?
I don't know.
That's a lot of blood. Man.
That sounds kind of weird. Please.
Did you watch the video?
Get back in blood, didn't it?
Shut up, man.
I haven't seen the video.
I've
seen bits, but the thing is,
he sucks, by the way.
Yeah, his music is
amazing. That Pete Shiesty guy, I'm talking, not Lil Nas X, he sucks.
Who's
fighting
right now?
He sucks. If we fight, we'll lose.
He sucks. Don't get my gun. Give me a second.
You don't know music, man. You don't know music.
Wait, how
did
you get there?
You don't know music, bro. You don't know
back in blood, innit?
You don't know music.
Listen, one of my guys, innit, whose music taste I respect highly, was telling me about Pete Shiesty, blah, blah. Bro, I've gone on Spotify. I clicked on the first thing I saw. I listened to like three tracks.
Yeah.
I listened to Black in Blood. And I put a few tracks from Stress this season. I don't even remember what they were called, innit? So I was like, this nigga sucks.
Here's
my thing here. I don't disagree with you, but I don't care. I don't beat the drum because like that's the kind of music, like it's a type of vibes kind of music, you know what I mean? And like, that's the kind of music now that people's into. So I believe in my own taste of music. And
yeah, me too.
I believe my taste of music is superior in it. So.
Yeah,
rap ass niggas, bro.
I don't feel like.
Niggas listening to MF Doom in 2021.
RIP, but yeah.
Yo, relax. Don't bash with them.
Too soon.
Oh, no, but if I don't listen to it, and I go to the strap with a black hair when I hear.
Come on.
And that's what they enjoy.
Who's that?
Pooh
Shyster,
but what?
Where's
Shyster?
Let me tell you something.
He's
listen,
my own boy,
innit? This Lil Durk, you need to listen to. I don't know who that is, innit?
Lil Durk is
my Lil Durk has a white baby mum, innit? I don't know what Lil Durk you need to listen to, innit? But anyway.
My Lil Durk baby mum's India, bro. I don't know his white
baby. I'll say for the first time to the streets,
bro. The new Durk sucks, sorry.
What do you mean new Durk sucks?
He sucks hard, bro. Anyway, the Lil Nas X thing. I don't know where he got the blood from, innit? And Loki, I don't want to know where he got it from.
I reckon he had volunteers.
Yeah.
He might have done. But you know what?
Probably just. Food dye.
They said it's human blood.
No, it's one drop of human blood.
Yeah.
And then it's dye. But here's the thing, they've made 666 of the shoes available. So 666. So it wouldn't be that much people, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll go on.
But they're not Nike.
Yeah.
They're not Nike. Nike is
I thought it was a partnership with Nike, innit?
No, but it's a partnership with Nike.
Nike wouldn't do that shit.
But the thing is, yeah, they made shoes before with the Holy War. But then Nike didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But then it was only to the backlash. They was like, all right, cool, we need to do something.
Niggas need
to do
that. Niggas is hard, isn't it?
But I'm saying, did you not watch the video?
What video?
The Lil Nas video.
I saw him twerking on the devil, but like, it's not for me personally.
I see him.
I'm not gonna watch something that doesn't tickle my fancy.
Yeah, so
you know, like, I didn't.
It's a free world, you can do what you want, but personally not for me.
I watched it, yeah. And this nigga's cheeks were out on a pole sliding down from heaven to hell. And I was like, that's enough. So I heard that he was twerking on the devil.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that bit.
I just saw that on our Twitter. People posted that. Like, oh,
yeah, so
he wilded.
So the first thing, I think he's going up to heaven, yeah? So this nigga's saying that he's going to heaven.
Yeah.
And then I think he declines it and he says, nah, I'm going to hell. And he's sliding down the pole, cheeks out. And I was like, yep. That's all I needed to watch.
They were putting a... obviously, I think it was like a play on like his sexuality, innit?
Yeah.
And they're saying people's upset, not because of the whole Christian thing, they're just being homophobic.
Yeah.
And I believe that, to be honest. Yeah. There's enough man that will not follow any of the principles of Christianity.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that,
everyone's religious when it's time to be homophobic.
Yeah.
But do you know what, they were saying, like, when niggas back in the day used to like, do the whole Illuminati stuff, yeah. Mm. The music used to slap.
Yeah, it did.
Now people are just doing the whole devil thing, and you're like, yo, this doesn't even slap. But remember the Jay-Z, Rihanna, Run This Town?
Yeah.
Bro, that was...
Go play it back, you hear stuff.
Bro, I didn't care because it slapped. I ain't playing the song, I ain't playing it back or forward. Yeah. Like, it's a whack song. Yeah.
But you think it's a whack song?
No, Lil Nas. Does he count as hip-hop?
Who?
Lil Nas.
That's what Lil Nas,
and this is nothing to do with sexuality. Yeah, this is to do with him.
That nigga got cheeks, though.
Fair enough.
This is to do with him as an artist, yeah. His music sucks. And I feel like he's done this for maximum shock value.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a shock value thing just to get his name.
But you have to understand, he's a Twitter nigga. He gets it.
Yeah. Do you see the exposed thing they done for him?
Even before that, we knew him as a Twitter nigga. Yeah.
But they're saying of his, he was a little...
He was a Nicki Minaj fan.
The stuff he was sending about like
Jay-Z's baby
Stan said all crazy stuff.
That still was a bit dubious though, because we know he was a Nicki Minaj fan.
But it was account. A Lil Kim account that was
Kim account, and apparently it was a Lil Kim account that multiple people was running.
Exactly so.
And a lot of the content on it was slandering Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
That's a bit dubious to me because he's a known Nicki Minaj stan. So why would he be on another account slandering Nicki Minaj? So
it's just all about attention.
We don't actually know if it was him on that account.
But the thing, it all comes down to, it's all about attention, really. Like,
you're not putting any gun charge, like, yeah. Mm. He was near the gun.
At the time, he was like 15.
Exactly,
well, like,
man.
Like,
yeah, man.
So we know Stan accounts be saying dumb stuff anyway.
Exactly.
Like,
I was saying dumb stuff at 15, man.
I don't even
remember. This nigga's 25 saying dumb stuff.
Nigga, my stuff is, I'm spitting.
No, you're not.
You're definitely not.
You just don't want to realise that I'm spitting.
Here's the thing, yeah. A lot of the... He's not spitting.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing about Atlas, yeah. You're just too Alex. You're just too honest, man. You're too honest on social media when you should be being honest to your women, but that's what you should be.
Yeah. I'm honest to my women.
On social media, you'll be divulging information that no one asked. Like, you know what I mean?
But they need everyone needs
like,
to know.
Like, have you ever tasted your nut? Like,
No, I've never said that.
You literally said that.
When? You said that
like 2 episodes ago.
I said, yeah, everyone's tasted their nut when they've let a girl give them head and they've kissed them after. You've tasted your nut.
If you've busting them out.
Yeah, but I've never...
No. He didn't. He said even without, though, because he said you'd be leaking. That's what you said. Hey, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Am I capping?
You said, yeah.
Hey.
I forgot the tape, so we can run this back.
Wait, did I say that I was leaking and tasted my own nut?
Yes. And you're like, oh, it's a bit salty.
Hey.
No. I got the funniest story about that. I won't say it on the pod, but I tell everybody about it off the pod.
No.
It's not that, but it's ballpark, but I won't say.
So basically the girl tastes your nut like, oh, you eat a lot of meat.
Talking about brown sugar in that. That's crazy.
No, but I just to clear things up, I've never like nutted and seen my nut and like given a little dab, a little finger. Like that's.
You said he's plugging it around in your mouth like history.
No, that was the goo.
That was the goo. That was the sippy cup.
The goo was a nut.
When he's talking about goo, he's spitting though.
Where am I putting it?
For those who don't know, goo is ovulation.
I'm dead serious. I had the goo in my mouth. Like, it was like...
It was gooey.
and then it was already in my mouth and I just had to like...
You were swigging it?
I had to get it around my tongue. Like
wine tasting.
And then it weren't nut. But everyone's gonna ask, how do I know it's not nut? I don't know. I tell myself it's not nut. I'm hoping my woman...
Because you said she's so gooey, like, was there another nigga in there?
He said it wasn't even
by nut.
It was another nigga. I didn't test out if it was
Steven's
nut.
How did I get on this show? This is crazy. This is hilarious.
No, but...
How did we get here? We were talking about devil shoes.
Hey, man.
I've
never... done such a thing willingly.
We ain't never getting no sponsorships,
man.
But
I said willingly.
But...
How do we get that taste like?
What?
I've never had any complaints.
Wait, what?
That's all I say.
They say it reflects your diet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you niggas be eating McDonald's and shit.
Women might be lying then, you know what I mean?
So what if I eat McDonald's? Then what?
No, but sometimes you got to watch their face while they're swallowing it. If they've like, got like, that twangy face, like...
Sometimes when women be swallowing it like nothing was there, I'd be a little bit suspicious. Like,
how many times you done this?
That was a bit too efficient.
That was too seamless.
Yeah. Totally just slugged it right to the
throat. What's the name to yourself, bro? You need an experience hole.
Yeah, no.
You need a Chauncey Billups. You need 17 points, 9 rebounds.
I'm not coming to you. I'm not coming from a nigga off the block. I'm getting myself a Steph Curry.
No, I don't want a Steph Curry. I want an Andre Miller, a Mark Jackson, a Chauncey Billups.
Someone that's going to get me easy buttons. Yeah.
They're going to shoot 50%. John Stockton, they're going to shoot 50%.
They know they're wrong.
They're going to make their free throws. They're going to play defense.
And they're going to make the team better.
They're going to be selfish, like unselfish.
See with me, yeah? Like,
I'd be so dumb,
I'd be loving the hoes.
Exactly, bro.
But sometimes, yeah, I'm just thinking, like, the hoes have done too much. Like, can I bring it back home? Like, but sometimes I don't really care. I like, the vibe is so much better than ordinary women with, like, 2 body counts.
How old was you lot here when you made the discovery that promiscuous women had the best vibes?
I wasn't late.
I was about 16. Maybe
about 15. 20. No, I still see them as lepers back then.
I said lepers. Hey, my listen, God.
Yeah. Listen, I was around so many hoes and I was enjoying myself so much. And I'd get around women that I thought were like not touched, not done anything, and they was boring the life out of me. We could just be there chilling, drinking, chatting, vibing.
We don't even need to be having sex like with the hoes. Like the hoes are just so good to chill
with.
When I got older and like started going out more and started like drinking and stuff, so like 20, that was when I clocked. I was like, whoa, like.
Yeah.
I feel like I always knew, but it's like I couldn't come out and say like I like chilling with the hoes because niggas were hating on the hoes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Growing up, they were hating on the hoes.
You know, that's not something we could do. How are you hating a woman that wants to have sex as well, bro?
Like BBM days, like you be chilling with some girl and in your bedroom, be like, yo, who you with? And be like, yeah, I'm with so and so. And you're like, oh, yeah, she's a Jessie,
she got vibes though, dog.
I'm enjoying myself.
Nines are spitting, man.
You're chilling, dog.
and
Anita, and she's just moving stush.
The whole time, yeah, she a better friend than you.
Hey, nines are spitting, dog. There's real spitting, bro.
But that's the thing, like, with...
I had to cut some niggas off like that, you know, because you know you chat to a guy and you'd be like, oh, I was chilling with what's her name, and you'd be like, yeah, you know she pipe, my.
Bro, okay, it's like a PDF. I'm next, nigga. Yeah. I'm next.
Stop journalist, man.
The worst thing is, yeah...
talking to my people like Yellow Pages.
Worst thing is, yeah, like, if she... why ain't you beat? Like, why ain't you got the game to beat, like, if she's such a...
That conversation is so funny.
That's why he expects more time.
That conversation is so funny. Yeah, she beat so-and-so. Did you beat? Nah, why not?
Yes, but
kissing her teeth. Oh, yeah.
It's all just kissing her teeth, like, nigga, spit out.
But acting like it's politics, bro. I was like, that. Nah, man.
She enjoys having sex, so do I.
Yeah, I don't need to know if she beat Chino and Reigns, man. It's okay, I don't need to know.
I need to know that.
Yeah, if she got Fardo or Fonzo on her,
that's the black check.
That's where I draw the line.
I feel like women be hiding me, like they don't ever be like claiming
listen,
me.
Listen, if she's got Fardo, Fonzo, Dungeons, Isaac,
fix.
I'm not gonna bait a certain man out that he's got a girlfriend. I'm gonna leave him do his thing. But you swear me, she got that man in her CV.
If one of them man even quote teeth my girl,
I want nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him.
No, but imagine.
Yo, fun house, I'm dying, man. I'm fucking dying, man.
Saying Ras. I'm the only Rasta man you can have on your CV.
What, it's a Bob Marley convention.
Fucking hell, man.
Oh, my fucking.
But would you wife a girl that literally one of your close niggas is?
Nah, never.
But she's
one of my things. You
find out after.
Never.
What do you mean after? That means
there's so many women that they outnumber us 2-1. I can find one that hasn't piped one of my best friends. Like,
yeah. No, but literally, you know, but some guys get around in it. For example, I find a thing. Alex has been there though.
Nah. But let me ask you a question. This happened to one of my guys. See, he's gonna listen. No, he's gonna remain nameless, isn't it? Because he might shoot me. But listen, one of my guys, yeah. Was dealing with this girl, and one of the man them had beat it like previously. See? And the funny thing is, bro, like, I spoke to the man who beat it, and the stories this guy was telling me, I wouldn't even repeat it to you, man, off mic.
Nah,
you're dumb. Relax.
They've been together for a while now, yeah.
Okay.
And what were we doing? I want to say we were playing ball.
She was playing ball.
It got a bit physical.
Come on, man, I'd be expecting.
Tackles are flying in. Man, I'm getting all feisty.
Oh, no.
Red-a-tear. What? Yeah. You know what man said already, innit?
This is why, blah, blah, blah. This is why you can't do it.
Yeah. Brother.
What did he
do? My hands were on my head. The man just froze. A man froze. Like, I think he was so shocked. I don't know if he was more shocked that the man said it or what he said, didn't it? It might have been both.
My man probably had suspicion in his first place, and that doubt was like, as soon as he said it, was like, yep, go to.
But I was just like, I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe a man said that.
No, I would be so like, scared.
I'll probably end up doing the same as well. If I lost the game, I run with Derby, bro.
I'm telling you, I would be so scared of my reaction.
Don't Derby's getting fingers on. I'm telling you,
I'd be so scared of how I react to that, though. I'd be mad scared.
I might go off the rails,
bro. I might lose it.
Go crazy like my man in Bristol.
Bro, you see when I started the bookies, like, just for no reason, the bookies just closed and I'm standing outside it.
On the block.
But don't tell me while we're playing ball and...
Already heated.
Like I can cuss a man out playing ball, and as soon as the game's over,
No.
I'm gonna cuss him out for 10 minutes. I'm vexed. Don't message me.
Yeah.
When we get home, I'm like, all right, game.
We're in the group chat laughing.
Yeah.
But while I'm still in the moment, don't chat to me. Yeah. But no, say you fucked my girl.
We'd have to roll around on the Astro Turf. I'm not lying.
No, bro.
What do you mean? I might switch you off.
The way he was frozen. Like he did it. Like the man came over and like split them. I was like, yo, chill. And he just stood there. He didn't even know. He just stood. He was frozen.
Yeah, no idea what happened, bro. Yeah.
Bro went home.
Yeah, he's in the Matrix.
Head was kettled. His head was kettled.
See with situations like that, yeah? Say if, like, sometimes... Because the thing is, yeah, man them, like, be keeping their wifeys, like, low-key for a minute.
Yeah.
Do you know it's real
serious? And then you're dealing with my... Like, so-and-so.
Oh, no.
No, you're like, oh, no.
How the hell do you know her?
Oh, yeah, no.
But he's 6 months deep, thinking, like, talking like, yeah, like... she might be the one. When niggas talking about she might be the one, their heads are gone. Like, you can't.
Yeah. Point of no return.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, on the flip side of that, though, yeah. Have you ever been dealing with a thing, yeah?
Mm.
And it's early days, and you're excited about it, and you go tell all your brethrens.
Bro. Yeah.
And then.
It don't work out.
And doesn't work out. Then, like, a week later, your brethrens are like, yo, what's up with her?
Oh, man, don't worry, man.
No. I get my lies off. Like, yeah, she's good. She's around somewhere these times. She's balls deep with another nigga.
I can't lie. I got ghosted. Like, let's say 3 years ago, I got ghosted for the first time in my life, yeah.
Ed was doing black!
Bro,
head in the sky.
It was so mad, because like, this never happened to me before. I didn't even realise what was going on. And it was crazy.
I went to double text!
but it's peak, though, like, because listen, like, I was chatting to her, yeah. Like, say this, like 2017, I was chatting to her, like, over, like, the Christmas time, I was in Bristol. She's in London.
That's so funny because I got done dirty the exact same time. The exact same Christmas period, I got done dirty.
I've chatted to her. We're chatting all over the Christmas period. I come back to London now, started 2018, vibing. Every day we're chatting, video chat, rah, so-and-so. And one day, I'm just doing whatever we're doing. One day, I just message her and we're chatting and then, like, she just didn't reply to one of my messages.
I
was like, yo.
Where you at?
So I messaged her the day after that, like, yo, like, everything cool? Chatting again. In the middle of conversation. And listen, we was chatting every single day.
Yeah.
Nighttime video calling. Didn't reply to no one of my messages again. I was like,
what's going on there?
It's a bit suspicious. Obviously, because this has never happened to me before, innit? Obviously, see the thing with me, like, I won't chase women, innit? So, like, when she didn't reply to one of my messages, I just didn't message her again. And then we just never spoke again. To this day, fam. And then, maybe a few weeks later, I was thinking, like, yo, what the hell happened?
Yeah. What happened? You got ghosted, my nigga.
Is that what being ghosted is?
That's what ghosted is, bro.
Like, yo, that's peak.
There was one time I got ghosted, but it was for a fair reason. And then I was messaging one girl, and we're talking. And one day, I don't even know if I should say this now, but all right, cool. So she messaged me, and then, like, we're all messaging, and she stopped messaging, like, I'm just going through a madness. And then, long story, she just went missing for, like, a month. And then and she tried to message me back, and I was like, nah, fuck off on some dickhead thing. Like, ego's hurt. Yeah. And she gave me some messages, she was like, nah, like, see when, like, you last messaged me, like, my house was on fire. Her house was on fire.
What?
Father dead.
Whoa.
And I was like...
That
but then I was like...
Wait, at the same time?
That was a legit excuse.
Yeah, that was a legit reason. Like,
take that one to the committee.
Wait, these times, you're in union, you're late for submitting an essay.
That one passed it, real time. You know, like in Top Boy, the late season when man dies in the fire burn.
What season?
Oh. The latest one with that kid.
Gem
or something.
Solly's
runner dies in a fire, but carry on.
I was like, I couldn't say anything, but these times, like...
Man's thinking about himself,
like. Talking about, bro, what's you been through a bad thing?
But at the same time, I was just thinking, like, the flow's done, like, you know what I mean? You know when a thing's, like, you get into a patch of messaging a girl, once it breaks up...
It's not the same.
Like, you can, like, try...
It's hard to capture it.
It's hard to recapture the vibes, isn't it?
That's only certain women you can run back to.
Yeah.
Like, I can't lie, there's a few women, though, that, like, no matter how long you stop talking...
The connections... Bro, I'm saying... connections are stronger than titles, B.
Yeah.
Connections...
Legit, Ludo might be the funniest guy on this pod, low-key.
Low-key. Like, I've got connections with women, bro. We can go to the separate ends of the world.
Yeah.
Like, you see what I was doing?
We both know where home is, bro.
We need to get the video in because everyone needs to see what Ludo's doing, bro.
Hey, be quick, though.
Fuck a title.
Shout out to the woman I have connections with.
But no, but at the same time, yeah.
Wait, what are you doing?
I feel like every man has a woman that they won't stop fucking with, like, well, not stop, won't stop, as in, like, can always go back home, go back home, and, like, just rebuild, like,
yeah, man.
Like, you don't really care about her, what she's been through, like, she might have had, like, 2-3 different niggas, but it's, like, it's never been like that, if you know what I'm saying.
You would tell me that.
I don't even have a woman like that, I can't lie.
Don't you?
I don't still.
You don't have no, we got the vibes. Yeah,
you know about my black book, but I tried to.
We got the vibes, it's contagious.
My black book fell apart.
I'm taking that one.
Listen, me and my ex broke up in July, yeah?
I fell on hard times. I fell on some hard times. I opened the black book, yeah. Oh, man. I swear down, the black book was
not... One's married, one's got a kid.
One's got two.
Listen, two of them in relationship, one of them was legit engaged. Yeah. The other one was just in the abyss. I don't know what she was going through. Like.
No, but listen, being out of the jungle for a while and coming back in there, realising your old jump shot...
No way. Oh, man.
The game's changed. Man.
No. You got extended range to the perimeter now. The mid-range ain't working.
The post game is dead.
No. You come back like Tyson trying to make a comeback. It don't work no more.
The thing about the old days?
The old days.
The game got more fierce.
that was a shell shot.
Right, yeah. Bro, all the jumpers that was working before, you throw them in the DMs here and it's nothing. Like,
you don't know how they've been in relationships since secondary. They come out, you're in a shower without me.
Bro, that was feeling
like Michael Jordan, yeah. Jordan at the Wizards.
Bro, that turnaround jump shot ain't working.
They're getting a lab.
They're swatting that into the first row.
I won't even exaggerate the first 6 months in the jungle out of a relationship, yeah, you're moving mad loss, like
trying to get your feet under
you're
you
trying to get your whole unless you've been cheating for the whole relationship, yeah, when you're staying loyal guy like me staying loyal, the messaging no women,
that's when you hit the deadest things you'll ever hit in your life.
In your life,
then first like few weeks out of the jungle when they're trying to move on from your ex,
you know, LeBron, you know what I mean, I ain't about losing.
But nigga cat told me a long time ago, sometimes you gotta hit a three or two, bro.
Yeah.
Get the confidence up.
As soon as you see a couple shots going, you get your rhythm back, you know what I mean?
You know if you're winning 7-0 and your striker's on a goal drought, you give him the penalty.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
You know when a guy's on a shooting snap, sometimes just get to the free throw line. Yeah. When you see one go in, your free will start going again.
Bad niggas come back and start doing turnaround jump shots. Like,
bro,
don't like go that. Like that, bro. Don't go like that.
You ain't ever worked on that shot in your life.
What made you think that shot will go in? Do you work on that shot? When? Oh, when?
The jungle is really a jungle.
Really, don't come back, man.
That's an appropriate name. Fam.
Don't come back.
Literally,
man.
I'm done, fam.
The jungle is fierce.
I've been throwing back to the jungle so many times. Yeah, I've been thinking, looking around, there's new hoes, there's new games. Like,
this guy getting thrown out every 2 weeks at Jersey Jeff.
Like, your favourite hoe done got caught a mad STD.
These are the things. Can I just say, on behalf of the Apes on Tapes pod, these are the things that only happen to Alex. No one else.
I feel like I get loose at the end of the pod. Like the people just like listen to the middle of it. Like the real ones are staying at the end. Let me get my shit off.
No, man, the jungle.
The jungle's actually treacherous.
It's terrible. The older you get, the worse it gets as well.
Yeah. When you're 18 in there, you feeling like Tarzan.
You're having a blast.
I'm 25 now. I'm thinking, yo, I need to get out. Like, the exit's looking like amazing.
You go to the club, everyone's 19. Go home.
How many times you gotta teach you this lesson, old man?
How do you do, fellow kids? So you got bad 24 freshers. No way.
Listen,
I used to be in the same pool as you.
Listen, when I was at uni, yeah, because I was at uni till just recently, because I'd done a 5-year whatever, yeah. I went to a rave, yeah, in my final year for something. Yeah.
Why?
Just because, like, one of my boys said, let's just go in it. I was like, actually, let's just go in. Bro, I walked in.
You might have hustling backwards.
Yo, I walked in, and then one thing was like, she was 18. I walked out, I left. I left straight away.
I have a similar situation because I started uni when I was 21, innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I maybe went to my first year's freshers when I was 21. Like, everyone on my course was like 18.
Mm.
The next year, I was 22. When I was with the freshers, they were still 18. I was like,
no one's getting older.
This is the last time.
This is ridiculous.
Because Westwood is like 82.
You gotta realize. I was in sixth form when you started year seven. I'm going home. Yeah, I'm going home.
I'm saying it. If you're 23 and plus at these freshers raves, just nigga, go home. You shouldn't be there. Even if you're actually at uni,
just focus on your grades.
Just go home, bro.
Just go home, man.
You've enjoyed your teens. Yeah. You've got a degree. You're here to party.
There's even certain holiday destinations. You shouldn't be like 25 going to Magaluf.
Yeah.
Ayia Napa. No way. I be for fair. there, yeah, I ain't up, but that's too far.
Go Magaluf. He's still calling it Shangaloof and you're 32. Hey, come on, bro.
You're 37 next week, man. They're going to stop that. Listen, just Shangaloof.
If you're still calling that, bro.
How many times you go see Craig David? Oh, yeah. Wait, no.
Come on, man. But,
think about your mortgage, nigga. Done. Man, don't want to grow up, bro.
He's like legit, like, putting the kids and mortgage on the line for Shangaloof. Come on, dog.
Come on, dog. You're better than that, man.
Is he?
I don't think he is. That's fucking funny. I don't even know niggas was calling to get Shangaloof. That's fucking
bro, hilarious. It's been called that though.
Have you done a lad's holiday?
Nah, man. Done it still.
You never done a lad's holiday?
We were supposed to do one last year, innit? But obviously, COVID didn't it?
Oh, I said Bovid, you're dumb. You're bare dumb.
IBF was the best man them holiday. You know that? The lucky men, they're selling. The looky-looky men.
Yeah. On the beach. On the beach.
Where the fuck your money is?
They're selling you anything. The looky-looky men. The looky-looky men. They got this thing, yeah. It's a pendant for a chain, innit?
Mm.
But it's a spoon. So you know the white youths that do coke?
Oh, okay. Okay.
They just put that on their chain. They got their little baggie. They just scoop that out.
Yeah.
They're looky-looky men. They got balloons. They got condoms.
Yeah. Okay.
They might even got a senzu bean for you.
me and the guys had...
He's definitely going to need one of those after that club gets him again for the fifth time.
Me and the guys had a...
You can be immune by now, innit?
we had a lad's holiday and I swear to you, on the plane back here, we all made a pact that we'd never speak on it again. Like, never. Yeah. Like, niggas were waking up.
The hangover.
Bro, like, it was...
Like, do that reminds you, if you wasn't that tweeted, when you hit the lick on the Albanians, but one of them got caught.
Oh, no.
And then I just said, the jelly beans are in the whip, and everyone was just silent.
That was Keith Mr. Yeah, yeah. When one of the men them don't come back.
It's that video. Do you know how funny that thing is? You get the lick of the Albanians and someone gets caught. Oh my
days. Hey, that car ride home is silent.
Bro.
They ran him off Twitter. They don't ever want to see that nigga
smile. Yeah, he low-key had to go.
That nigga apologized like two times, and the third time he was like, I had enough. My apologies there.
Bro, speaking of apologies, I don't know how, I literally saw it like as I was on my way here. That James Charles guy got bagged again.
Who?
For what?
Another case?
Brother, the guy releases an apology video like every few months.
I think he admitted to... the YouTuber guy?
Did they slap a nonce case on him? Like a grooming case?
This is another nonce case.
A new one?
Yeah, man.
Bro, how many lives does this guy have? I know white privilege is crazy, but come on now.
It's crazy.
Wait. Is the makeup artist guy?
Yeah.
He's got a superpower.
He's got a few of the infinities.
He got the
Babylon. He got the homosexual. He's got stands.
The YouTube tax.
YouTube tax. He's knocking off his lives, isn't it? Yeah. So he's really used the YouTube one. He's saving the white privilege one for his biggest case.
Yeah.
He's saving the white for his biggest case.
No, but like, you know Kevin Spacey, man on crazy cases. You're like, oh, but I'm gay.
Like what? Canada. Kevin Spacey was grooming little boys, right?
Yeah.
And man, to try and beat the case, came out and said, yeah, I gotta come clean. I'm gay. Bro, that Infinity Stone ain't working for me.
No!
I can't even... Being a nonce supersedes people finding out that he's homosexual.
You like men, okay.
This ain't working.
Yeah.
You don't like men, you like boys. Yeah. That's more important.
So Kevin Spacey thing is crazy. The Kevin Spacey thing, like, that spun me. Like, when I found out, I was like...
Is that one of your favourite actors, isn't it? Or was it Tuukka who said it was one of his favourite actors?
I think it was Tuukka. He's been in a few of one of
I can't watch Usual Suspects.
House of Cards was good.
Yeah.
The first
season. Can't Baby Driver anymore because he's in it, bro.
My man played Hopper in a Bug's Life. I can't watch a Bug's Life anymore.
Actually, Brunson has that song with Rick Ross and he goes, already compared me to Kevin Spacey.
Ah!
And it's 6 months later or something, this comes out. That bar aged terribly. Even when I'm rapping along to the song, I don't say the lyric out loud. Like, I'll say the first bar, let him say it, then I don't say that bar.
I would have told Apple, Spotify, that needs to be taken off.
That's just bad luck, because Action Bronson be saying anything.
Yeah.
You just be saying anything.
That's quite literally his style. You be saying anything.
Especially back in the day, the Blue Chips days. Like, he was saying... Like, if you listen to his tapes, yeah?
He's not talking about his
flow is so good, the production is so good, he can get away with it, but he's saying... Like, you think... He's not as bad as Cam, innit? Cam's different. Cam's on a different level, yeah? But he's... Like,
Cam's my goat, though.
He's on a tier below. Yeah. Like, when it comes, he's just saying... Action Bronson saying
Action
anything.
Action Bronson said, groupie bitches wild enough to suck a baby's dick. You think you get away with saying that in 2021?
Nah, yeah,
come on, yeah, he said, he said, in Dennis Haskins, he goes, look just like Dudu in the, like, oh, my son drinks too much apple juice loose when he was four, he got his dick sucked by a prostitute.
Oh, come on, that's ridiculous, that's actually crazy, his style
was the same, but he don't rap like that no more, like, he gets it, innit? He's not dumb like Eminem, like, he gets it that you got it. Eminem's still trying to send for Caitlyn Jenner in that. Oh man.
Bro, we don't respond to shop rap anymore.
Yeah. Don, back it in,
old man.
Now you're embarrassing your daughter now,
bro. His daughter's like our age.
Yeah,
he's a big woman.
That's crazy, fam.
Bro.
And the rappers were getting away with murder, like, back in the day. I feel like the shock factor was more in. Like,
it was a style of rap.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you see how that Meek Mill bar.
I said Meek Mill, bro.
Would have been foul anyway.
I feel like it was more.
Yeah, even though, because you know that, okay, I don't want to say the bar, but you know, in It's Dark in Hell as well, DMX said, like, I'm going to run up in your house and.
Yeah, DMX said a lot of cancelable stuff, but yeah. at least he was a heroin addict. Like, you know, he was a crack addict. I feel like the Kobe bar, not a good bar.
But I'm saying, back in the days, niggas would be like,
oh, okay.
It probably let fly.
I don't know, man. It's Kobe.
I don't know if it was someone as beloved as Kobe.
I reckon if he said it about someone different.
Yeah, maybe not someone like Kobe. Not someone as beloved as Kobe.
But I feel like, obviously.
Imagine if, like, actually, you say it. It's different for Magic Johnson because he survived, didn't it?
But Bear Man Rock.
Yeah, but he survived, didn't it? But he busted. Like, Kobe's not with us anymore. So it's different. Like, when you talk about a man, when you're talking about the dead, it's different.
Let's say, for example, Kobe
survived the crash.
Mm.
Even still, it'd be a bit foul, wouldn't it? But, do you know what I mean?
But, as you said, there's a lot of music talking about the dead in the most disrespectful way. I feel like Meek Mill, he was just like, let me get a bar off. Meek Mill should know better,
and he's from Philly.
Meek should know better. Remember when Lil Wayne had the bar about Emmett Till? And people was outraged.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you talk about dead people.
Like,
yeah. You got to be careful when you talk on dead people, unless it's someone like...
Like, the bar's got to be sick, or... I hate to say it, they shouldn't be up there.
It can't be someone who's loved.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if it's just if it was a normal football player that passed away, you think, all right, cool, that bar could...
Not Kobe, or
if you do drill and you talk about your dead ops, then that's what it is, isn't it?
Sorry, we had to take it there, didn't we?
No, but that's what it is, isn't it? That's where it is seen as obviously it's not good, but it's seen as
like,
possible.
Acceptable. Like, part
you know
of
how that stuff even started?
What stuff?
Calling dead people at packs.
Yeah.
Basically, it started in Chicago, but it started. Obviously, the guy Tuca got killed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And obviously, to pay respect, the people from his area said they were smoking Tuca. When it starts smoking, you know, like, say they did like people's.
Tupac's guys did that, but they already followed that.
Okay, we're gonna smoke our guy's ashes. Yeah. So we're smoking Tuca.
That's a bit mad, though. I don't know if I would do that.
Overlock switches and now we're smoking your nigga. And that's how.
But then his mum come out and said like, stop all that now.
She should be telling that like 5 years ago.
but wasn't King Von and then putting Tuca's name in every one of their songs,
bro? Do you know?
I recently found out he was like 16.
What can he have done in Chicago? In Chicago, people die are full like flies. I'm thinking, and you still only mention him.
Yeah. Bro, like, he must have been a villain.
But the thing is, even like, it happens, like, even like in England, it happens, people get killed of like mistaken identity or just because. Mm. Like, even especially in Chicago, like, one of my favorite artists, I always tweet about him, Saba, innit? Care For Me, one of my favourite albums of all time, he dedicated it to his cousin, who wasn't even a criminal, got murdered in Chicago. Like, just because.
But bro, like, you're 25 years old, still sending for a guy that died when he was 16, but like, he had to be a flipping monster, but...
Yeah, no, but something like, people in Chicago, like, the people, I don't want to, like, discredit them, but, like, they done their dirt too, like, as in, they weren't the nicest of people, but at the same time, like, some people, like, they're laughing at their dead ops... Now they're dead, they're laughing at you, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's a bit harsh." But
hey, listen, if anyone,
I feel like it's a Chicago style just to get a nigga, laugh at him, because even like Chief Keef and them, man, like in 2012, they'll jump on the internet, and we're seeing it now. They're laughing at their dead ops. Like,
didn't Chief Keef tweet Lil Georgia don't end up dead?
And he ended up dead.
And after he died, he's like, oh, it's a shame. You want to be just like us.
Yeah.
Even like, even
that was one of the craziest things.
That was one of the craziest. I've ever seen that. That was crazy.
The FGB.U. Like, wasn't like my man. They was laughing at him on like, they was laughing at my man when he died on like Instagram.
Bro, that man, they still rap about man, bro. They still rap about that FBG duck now.
And when it happens, Yvonne and what's my man's name's rapping about, they're like, no, don't do that. They're like, bro, this is the exact same thing that you flipping like idolized him for.
Yeah,
like,
but now you, yeah, but that's how it goes, isn't it?
Atlas, what do you always say?
The chickens. Oh,
chickens always come home to roost. Bro. There will never be a day when that doesn't ring true. The chickens.
But you know what's so mad, yeah? Malcolm X said that when John F. Kennedy died.
Malcolm X was a sick guy, bro. It's always hilarious when I see white people bringing up Malcolm X and they're like, Malcolm X to like support their points.
Nah, bro, you didn't know Malcolm X, bro.
No.
But yeah.
All right, guys, wrap it up. Wrap it up there. Thank you for listening.
Yeah,
thanks
once
for
again,
for coming. Surprise guest.
Bacon Dread, my guy, blood.
I had no idea he was even coming. I walked in, I was like, oh shit,
but he was in the era, so you might as well come, bro. Quick, decompose for the moment, bro.
I ran down the ramp, like, you know, when someone interrupts a WWE championship.
Yeah. money in the back, I'm cashing it in.
But, man, thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe.
Yeah. Don't forget to use the AOT pod so we can communicate, interact, and use, don't forget to hashtags, we can interact with you guys. We love doing that.
For real, at the studio again. Chino out here.
Ludo.
Alex out here.
You know it is, Atlas. Thank you for listening, everyone. Stay blessed.
Stay blessed.